Lesson 7. A question that many people ask, that idealists scoff at, and that people who are able to actualize their ideas often discount, is what's in it for me? Asked on a mundane level, it's a selfish question. It implies the attitude of somebody who isn't thinking of anybody else's welfare, he's just thinking of what he can get out of it. But in truth, we have to understand one thing, that the benefit of anything that you do should also accrue to yourself, not in monetary terms, but what it does for you. If it isn't going to be something that will help you to grow, if it isn't something that's going to help you to expand your consciousness, if it isn't going to ennoble you in some way, then it will not be a work that will help other people, because you're at the fountainhead. And if you can't receive the spray of water that's coming, how are other people going to? You have to recognize that the ultimate masterpiece has to be the artist himself. That what he gives to others has to ennoble him. What he gives to others has to expand his own consciousness. What he helps others to understand, he has to understand more clearly himself. This is something that many teachers have expressed, that they learn more than their students do in the very act of clarifying their ideas. When you try to actualize your ideas, you should think also in terms of your gain, not in a selfish way. I use that illustration more to get your attention, probably, than for any other reason, because the kind of self-benefit that I'm talking about is not material or monetary, but it very much is spiritual and psychological, emotional. There has to be some sense of inner satisfaction, of inner gain. Otherwise, what you bring to bear it won't carry. You should never, for example, teach only that which you know so well that you can give to others without gaining anything else. It's as if almost you were condescending. Always in what you do, try to reach out towards something that you have yet to accomplish for yourself, and in the act of doing it, you also accomplish. In the very act of, I've often found this to be so, and it's been a very interesting experience in teaching, which is something I've done now for over 40 years, and I found that there have been points in my life, points in my thinking, that haven't been clear. And I've tried sometimes, literally, for years to understand them, and they wouldn't come. And then somebody would ask me a question on that point, and all of a sudden, I had the answer. Now, why would it come when I'm trying to help somebody else to get it, when I can't get it for myself? I think it's because when we put the energy out instead of holding it here, then we're putting out that kind of flow that attracts the answer. It isn't as if somehow I was given this thing because somebody else wanted it, and not when I wanted it. It's the way in which I was able to give it that made it come. And this is, to a great extent, why it's important to try to actualize our ideas, because in the actualizing of them, the ideas themselves become clarified, they become enriched, and in the process of absorbing them into ourselves, in the process of working on them and therefore absorbing them, we grow, the ideas grow. It's an interactive thing, and it's very doubtful that anybody will receive as much from what you're doing as you will receive if you do it in the right way. I talked about Mozart a little bit before, and I think probably the great satisfaction of a composer or of a worker in any field is the actual work itself, not the results. Those are secondary. And as I was saying in the other class, the other lesson, they can also be paralyzing. But the important thing is that you've already got your reward in the very act of doing. If it's a worthy thing and it doesn't succeed in the eyes of the public, it will succeed if it helps you. I loved something one of the children in our community said one time. He ran in a track meet and somebody said, "Did you win?" "No," he said, "but I won against myself. In other words, I did better than I've done before." Well, that is sufficient justification for trying to actualize your ideas, even if it's economically not a success, Even if other people can't respond and benefit from what you're doing, remember, the chief benefactor will be you if you persevere in the right way.